Beginning of the evaporation through the isotope and two source, the modeling, and from the air you visit. So that's.
Thank you very much. Here's my topic, and my topic. Okay. And here's background. As we know, the evaporation separation is partitioning evaporation separation is required in variable field such as climate, forecast, plant science, and so on. And partitioning evaporation separation received very intensive attention recently. However, the uncertainty in ET partitioning is remains large uncertainty. As an example, here is an ET partitioning in global scale. The results shows ET by ET varied from 20% to 90% based on different approach. And this result just remind us how large uncertainty in ET partitioning. And in field scale, and Shuttleworth and Warrior model was regarded as one of most accurate model in crop ET estimation and its partitioning. And however, this model largely depends on the robust value of the RSC estimation, means the cannabis resistance. Although there are several models was developed to estimate an RSC. However, particle testing and application of this model in different climate condition and soil moisture condition or for different crops were revealed. And Rwanda 2001 have developed a model to estimate an RSC. It can be used for different climate condition and different crop. However, it is not yet implanted in SW model in this model. So, on the other hand, the isotope approach is also a very useful tool for ET partitioning. And based on the mass balance, we can estimate the T by ET only based on the isotope information. Here, delta is the isotope ratio. ET is evaporation separation. E is soil evaporation, and the T is plant transpiration. And in this approach, the isotope ratio of transpiration have two assumptions. One is the steady state assumption. Another is non-steady state assumption. So, take the advantage of isotope approach and the SW model. We develop a model, isotope crop, two source model, to partitioning evaporation separation. In this model divided into two components. One is two source model and another is isotope model. In two source model, run the 2001 submodel to estimate an RSD is implanted in SW model. And a nested interactive procedure was applied to obtain constant, a stable value of canopy temperature here, which is required which is a parameter required in this sub model, random 2001 model. And for isotope approach, we use isotope measurement, and for transpiration isotope ratio, both steady state and non-steady state was calculated in our model. To evaluate our model result, and the eddy currents and Nassimet measurement were conducted. So to evaluate our model, two sites were selected. One is the Ruanzhou site in China, one is the Masai site in Japan. For Ruanzhou site, the summer wheat and winter corn were conducted. And for Masai site, rice were conducted from May to September. By the way, for Masai site, the site was flooded during the observation period. And for Ruanzhou site, the crop is well irrigated. And covariance measurement and isotope measurement were conducted in both sites. Here's our model result. From our result, we can find that our model can simulate ET very well for all three crops, for rice, for wheat, for corn. And here is the cycle is observation, and the line is simulation. We can find that our model can simulate not only high ET condition, but also for low ET condition. And here is the static of our model performance. We can find that for hourly data set and the daily data set, our model have very good correlation with the observation. But the R square is always higher than 0.9. And the IMSE also show very small value. And for isotope approach, we compare the simulated bulk leaf isotope ratio and observed bulk leaf isotope ratio. We can find that our model can also reproduce and observe the bulk leaf isotope ratio very well. The R square is higher than 0.7. Of course, it's not as good as the ET estimation, but compared to other isotope model, our model show very good agreement. And here is the ET partitioning result. The line is for SW model, and the diamond is for Nassimet measurement based result, and the star and the cycle is isotope based result. We can find that our model show the increase with increasing LII, but after LII estimated. And the T by ET shows custom value, close to a custom value. And the isotope result is generally show a similar trend, but always show a higher value compared to the model result. And the Nassimet measurement only conducted during the wheat growing season, but And this result also should close value to the SW model, I think. And yes, then it is partitioning result for the whole observation period. There are 10% to 20% different between the isotope and non-isotope approach. For rest, the SW model showed T by T is close to 50%, but isotopes showed higher than 70%. And for weight, it's very similar, and then about 10% different. And for cone about 20% different. And we also investigate the factor control in the T by T. Firstly, we found a very good correlation between the LAI and T by T. Yes, the blue line is an isotope-based result, and regression derived from isotope observation. And the black is the SW model, only midday data selected. And for the red dashed line is daily result of SW model. We can find that for rest, not only SW model, but also the isotope have a very good correlation between T by ET and LAI. And for cone, also we have a very good correlation derived from SW model, but for isotope measurement, the correlation becomes very low. And the second parameter affects the T by T is the soil moisture. From the rice and wheat observation, we can find that generally and the C3 crop. The T by T can be estimated as a function of LAI and also soil moisture. And in here, the FTP is the regression derived from rice, and FT is SW result of for the wheat crop. And so there's two reasons for the difference between different results between non-isotope and isotope. Firstly, I think it is flux imbalance. For rice, we almost have 20% flux imbalance, and for wheat and corn, we have 10% flux imbalance. Because our model is based on flux conservation, and before we use the ET measurement, we have already forced the energy balance curves. However, if we use the simulated T and also use the observed ET, I mean the before forcing energy balance curves, we have a much closer the results show much close to each other between the non-isotope and isotope result. We can find that it's close to each other. Another one is isotope measurement uncertainty. For our uncertainty analysis, we found that the delta ET shows a very large uncertainty. And our isotope result is very sensitive to uncertainty of delta ET. Oh, here we should be here. From our result, we found the 10 per mere uncertainty in delta ET. We are result 40% uncertainty in T by ET result. And from our result, we found that for massive side, for right side, the uncertainty is about 5 per mere. And for wheat and corn, we have 10 per mere uncertainty. So here is another reason. Here is the conclusion, and Our results show the good agreement of ET and isotope ratio on the different ecosystem with constructing moisture condition. And our results also show that RI is the first order factor affecting ET partitioning, and discrepancy of ET partitioning between the isotope and non-isotope can be attributed to the flux imbalance and isotope measurement uncertainty. That's all. Thank you very much. We force energy closure, so yeah, because you know, there has here we can find a rise that have a 20% flux imbalance, and for wheat and corn we have a 10% energy imbalance.
The first plot where you had the daily, what number?
Yeah.
Validating the model.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the inputs there? Is it just the observed, or is it
no observed? We have already forced the energy closure. Because if we don't do that, then they have a very large difference between the actually observed ET and simulate.
So the question is, do you then you show the results when you didn't close, you got better agreement in the ratio.
Yeah.
The question is, which values do you trust?
Actually, I think this discrepancy can be attributed to two uncertainty. One is maybe underestimate of ET. Because at the coherence measurement. Another thing, I think other parameters, for example, the ground heat measurement have some uncertainty. I think these two parameters is quite sensitive to our result. Yeah, party rise.
Okay, I think it's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.